This is a great mnemonic for, you know, when you're meeting with folks and you're scheduling networking meetings or informational interviews to try to find out about what you may need to get to where you want to go. I think of the AIR mnemonic. It's A for advice, I for information, and R for referrals. These are the three things that you want to go for when you're having those kinds of sessions. And as Michael pointed out, you want to be clear before you go into a meeting what it is that you hope to get from the individual person that you're meeting with. So there may be some folks who are extraordinarily well-connected and you want some referrals. There may be other people who you really trust for advice. And there may be folks that can give you just some general information. So, you know, any and all of these things, but make sure you set very clear objectives so that when you walk out of that meeting, you know whether or not you were successful.
And as you start to develop your list, and Julie mentioned this point, put it on an Excel spreadsheet, whatever works, and start with the people who like you, know you, and will help you. And then you build from there, because if you're doing a successful job of informational meetings, you can start to put these people in categories. You can start to put them into categories around no individuals, no hiring managers, department heads, outside industry resources, et cetera. And it is really one of the key elements of managing a career. And, you know, again, I think you mentioned, we mentioned this last time. When we give people a toolbox of managing your career skill sets and things to do, the network component is a big piece of it. And it builds on itself. So you will meet people over the next, if you haven't already, over the next few years that will be part of your network for the rest of your life, both personally and professionally. And it is critical. And before we go, I just have one question. The interview strategies, what would you like to know about that? Best prepare? 25-75%.
Lots of listening, you know, lots of questions, not a whole lot of talking. That's his 25-75 rule.
Active listening.